I know that you want to see me fall. The love is on my side. I'm rising from flames. I'll be that bullet through your heart. Every time you say my name, these haters and their plans, I'm above that, now I'm on my A-game.
This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Hello everyone and welcome to Hammer Time. I am your host, Brandon Enyart, as always. And I'm reporting from a humid, muggy Bellingham, Washington today. I'm not complaining, though, because I love the heat, I love the humidity, I love everything that goes along with it, even the downright swagginess. However, we all have our limits, and you might hear the cars going by in the background. I apologize for the noise interference, but I don't have AC in this studio, and I could not go without cracking the window, so I apologize for that, but yeah, I love it, though. I love this weather. I love warm weather. We've only got a few months left of warm weather, and so we gotta enjoy it. I will not listen to complainers. However, you didn't come here for a weather report, did you? No, you didn't. You came here to hear about the Hammers. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bring you up to date on Bellingham United FC, and I have to start off with some bad news. Bellingham has had a great road season. We know that. Probably due to the fact that if you've ever been out to Civic Field, you'll notice that there's a reason why they're changing the turf this fall and winter. And the reason is because it's terrible. So I would guess, you know, that probably is a relief to the players when they get to go on the road, play on much better surfaces. And that's at least my theory right now. I mean, obviously there's some luck involved, as there is with any sport. But they've had a great road record up until this past weekend, where they fell to the Vancouver Thunderbirds 4-1. The Thunderbirds pounced on them very, very quickly. Two goals in the first 10 minutes, and they just took off from there. I'll talk a little more about that in my recap of the PCSL later on in the show. But I thought I'd at least bring that up right away. Yes, 4-1. Your Hammers fall in Vancouver at Thunderbird Stadium. All right, but here's a preview to the next game, which is the final home game of the 2013 season. Can you believe it, folks? It's bittersweet. I'm a little sad. It's like, what am I going to do with Sundays after this? You know, I don't even know. I mean, are you guys going to miss me? I hope so. Who knows, maybe I'll keep some sort of podcast going. I've got some things in mind, some things in the works. I know that I am going to miss watching Bellingham United FC play every weekend. I know you guys will as well. It's something that makes the summers so awesome here. I love the camaraderie. I love everybody putting up those scarves. And you're going to need to do that at their final home game of the season, because it is a big one. It's the final game of the PCSL season, for that matter. It's a huge, huge game, and I want you all to be there. I want those banners up. I want that cheering loud. I want all the heart and soul that you have poured onto that pitch with the Hammers. As Coach Taylor would say from the best show on television, Friday Night Lights, clear minds, full hearts, can't lose. All right, on to the preview. I may have spoken too soon last week when I mentioned that the Hammers were on their way to the Challenge Cup playoffs. It was brought to my attention recently that the host city of Coquitlam gets an automatic bye, which means that only the top three teams in the PCL will be going this year to the Challenge Cup. As of today, Bellingham sits outside of the playoffs in fourth place with an 8-4-1 record, just a point behind the Kamloops Heat. However, while most of the league has played their 14 games, Bellingham and the Victoria Highlanders, who have a 2-10-1 season, have not, and they will meet this Sunday at Civic Stadium for the final PCSL match of the 2013 regular season. It's a little surprising, given Bellingham's record, that this game is in fact a must-win for the Hammers. A win will land them a date with the Vancouver Thunderbirds at the Challenge Cup. A draw or worse will keep them out of the playoffs due to Kamloops leading on a goal differential. This match has many twists to it. Bellingham's record against Victoria teams is a perfect one this season, and the Highlanders have had an abysmal 2013 with only 2 wins. However, the rumor mill has been buzzing lately due to the fact that the Highlanders' PDL squad were recently crowned champions of their division. That gives the PDL squad a week off before the PDL playoffs start and a chance for Victoria to possibly dress some of their PDL players on their PCSL side against Bellingham United FC this Sunday. Mind you, this is just speculation. Given the importance of the PDL playoffs, it is unlikely that the Highlanders will risk any star players in a match that is mostly meaningless to them besides playing spoiler to the Hammers. But there's still a good chance that they will bring in a few of their bench players from the PDL team just to give them some minutes on the pitch. Regardless of who the Highlanders dress, the Hammers know they are capable of beating anyone they face. Kellen Brown will be back in action after recently locking in the 2013 PCSL scoring title, barring a double-digit performance from one of the Highlanders this Sunday. And after Milad Mehrabi's recent hat-trick against Victoria United that brought him to within a goal of Brown's record, you can bet Brown will be looking to add on a few just to remind everyone who's boss. Although the Hammers' recent 4-1 road loss to Vancouver Thunderbirds was disappointing, it also should have lit a fire under them as well. This match against the Victoria Highlanders will be the last time fans will get to see their Hammers in Bellingham this year. So you know Bellingham will be looking to put on a show for them, if at all possible. Last year's season finale, which was also against the Highlanders, resulted in a 4-0 win for Bellingham United. If you have faith that the Hammers can do it again, you guys better be there, like I said. And as for the ruling this year, the Coquitlam gets a bye. Personally, with all due respect to the PCSL, I understand soccer tradition. I understand that, you know, if the World Cup is in South Africa, you know, South Africa gets their team in the cup. If it's in Brazil, they do. And obviously, there's a drastic difference between the playing levels of South Africa and Brazil. But it's a little tougher when it becomes a city-wide thing. You know, BC has a lot of representation in the Challenge Cup, being that all the teams besides Bellingham are BC teams. So regardless of where the cup is held, whether it be Chilliwack, Coquitlam, Burnaby, Surrey, or Victoria, they get 3 teams in the playoffs. I understand we all, you know, that all the owners knew of this before the season started, and they have to agree to it. Personally, though, this is from an outsider point of view, I think it's a little unfortunate. Coquitlam hasn't had the greatest season, and yet you have teams like Khalsa, Kamloops, Bellingham, and Vancouver who have had outrageously good years, and they played some real quality football. I think it's really, really sad that one of those teams, including Kamloops, by the way, if Bellingham wins, they'll play Vancouver Thunderbirds in the playoffs. Kamloops won't be in it. That is extremely disappointing, considering that Kamloops has had one heck of an end to their season. This just all around leaves a sour taste in my mouth, and I know I sound like a whiner because obviously I have a loyalty to Bellingham United, and I respect the PCSL a ton. I really do. I don't mean this as any disrespect to the league. It's just unfortunate. I wish there may. You know, I don't know how the meetings went. I don't know all that info. Obviously, I only know so much, being, you know, a reporter and a, you know, host of this podcast. But it does leave a sour taste in my mouth. I think it's very, very unfortunate. I think I have faith that if the president and the vice president and the board members had known it was going to go this way, where you'd have 4 teams who have been so good and so much fun to watch this season, I have faith that, you know, they wouldn't have made the decision they did preseason in allowing Coquitlam to have a bye. It's very, very disappointing. But it doesn't matter. You know, we got to go out and win. That's the point. You know, that's what it all comes down to. We know we have a better side than the Highlanders. And regardless, if they bring in their PDL squad, I don't think that makes a huge difference. They're not going to play their top players on that pitch. We already know how bad the pitch is at Civic. They're not going to risk those guys, especially going into the PDL playoffs. This is a Victoria Highlanders PDL team who had an extremely good season. I mean, they were a very large part of the reason. Them and the Vancouver Whitecaps were a large reason why we have no Washington teams going to the PDL playoffs this year. That's the first time that's happened in many, many years. I don't know the exact year, but I think it goes back at least 4 or 5 years or so. It's been a while, I know that much, and please correct me if I'm wrong. But I do know that it's been a long time. And so, you know, the Victoria Highlanders are a very, very good team, and I don't see them risking any of their guys, even their bench. I'm sure you'll see a few bench players maybe get a little bit of time, from the PDL side, but I really don't see them risking any other guys. It would be a pretty gutsy move, considering the Victoria Highlanders have nothing to gain out of this match. The only thing they have to gain is keeping Bellingham out of the playoffs. You know, Bellingham had a great win against them, a 3-0 win back at the beginning of the season. They beat them 4-0 last year at the season finale. I really do have faith in the Hammers, and you know they hold the fate in their hands right now, their own fate. And if they win, no problem, we're headed to the playoffs. If they don't, we miss the playoffs, sadly, during one of the best seasons. You know, I know we've only been in the league for 2 seasons, but they played really good football this year. Maybe not quite what they would like to have done at home, but they still played some really, really good football. And unfortunate that everything's worked out the way it has. Like I said, because Kamloops won't be in there. Bellingham makes it, and that's disappointing to me. I think that squad is a really fun squad to watch, and they've poured on Oriol Torres, having a great, great season, and for Kamloops, and I think it's really disappointing how it's all shaken up on what otherwise has been a spectacular 2013 season. So I don't know. That's my 2 cents. Obviously, you all know you can send me an email, brandon@bellinghamunited.com, if you have your opinions about it. I'll read them off on the show. You can also find me on Twitter, @brandon_e. All right, but moving on, there were some bright spots this week as well. The 2013 PCSL Men's All-Star Team was announced, and Bellingham is represented very, very well on this team. Oscar Jimenez made the team. Kellen Brown, not a question there. Joel Grossman, who's been a beast. It's just been awesome this year to watch Joel play. He just plays with so much intensity, so much heart. Brendan Quillacy also making the team. And to round it out, the Bear, Leo Cohen, our goalkeeper, making the All-Star team. Congratulations to those guys. It is well-deserved. Very, very much deserved. And I love that, by the way. I've noticed that people are calling Leo the Bear now. It's perfect. He is, though, the most gentle bear you've ever met. If you ever met Leo Cohen, he is an absolute nicest guy. He's just a great guy. So, but yeah, the Bear. I definitely, if I was creating an all-star team, I would have Leo Cohen in between the pipes. He is just a great, great goalkeeper, and I'm glad to see he got the nod. So Luke O'Shea from the Vancouver Thunderbirds, also with a great year. He also made the team as goalkeeper. And then, of course, not much of a shock that from Victoria United, you had Kyle Finner, Greg Fittick, Patrick Nelson, Cooper Berry having a great year. Estrella de Chile, even though they had a very bad first season. John Pohl and Ilya Malik both made the team. I believe Ilya, could be wrong, he played for Poco City last year, I believe. I think I remember watching him in the Challenge Cup against the Hammers. Kamloops, he had Justin Wallace, Adam Dodgson, and Oriol Torres, of course, and Kyle Ferdile, both who had some great, great goals this year. The Thunderbirds had William Hyde, David Machinchi, and Reynolds Stewart to go along with Luke O'Shea. Khalsa had Colin Streckman, Milad Rakhmadi, Alex Morello, Ryan Dillon, and Milad Mehrabi. Both of the Milads having just goal-scoring machines this year, so that's not a shock. And then Coquitlam Metro Forwards has Jovan Blagojevic, Anthony DiNicolo, Carson Gill, Devin Phelan, and Alex Rowley all making the All-Star team. Congratulations to everybody in the PCSL who made the All-Star team. Much deserved for sure. All right, time to look at the scores from this week, and this part of the program is brought to you by TNT Signs and Promotional Products. You know all those great signs you see at the Bellingham United FC games? There's some field signs, you got the Silver Reef Casino banner. All that great stuff is made by TNT Signs and Promotional Products in Ferndale, Washington, on LeBounty Road, next to Hagen's. And if you need signs and promotional products made for your business, there's no other place to go. So make sure you check out www.tntpromotional.com. Tell them Brandon sent you. All right, so the scores from this week. And we'll start with Wednesday the 10th. Coquitlam Metro Ford SC took on Khalsa Sporting Club. Khalsa ended up beating Coquitlam 2-0 with goals from Johnny Salentic and Milad Rakhmadi. And Vancouver Thunderbirds took on Bellingham United, as I talked about earlier. Won't go over this too much. It's a little painful to talk about. Now, it was Saturday, July 13th. The Vancouver Thunderbirds, as you know, beat Bellingham United 4-1. The goal for Bellingham United came from Andrew Weisauer, who we said would have to step up in the with the absence of Kellen Brown, who was out resting up for the final match. And the goals from Vancouver Thunderbirds included two goals from Kyungun Ji, one goal from Navid Mishinchi, and Sean Einerson had a goal as well. Also on Saturday, the Kamloops Heat took on the Victoria Highlanders, and they throttled the Highlanders. Kamloops Heat knocked away six goals. Victoria Highlanders put away two. Ten, boy, I was really getting ahead of myself. Kamloops Heat, Justin Wallace put away two goals. Kyle Ferdow put away three for the hat-trick. Honorio Torres scored one goal, and that rout. Victoria Highlanders' goals came from Brent Cameron and Isaac Saleh. Alright, July 14th, Sunday, Coquitlam Metro Ford took on the Victoria Highlanders as well. Coquitlam Metro Ford won the game 1-0 with a goal from Austin Dirksen. Also on Sunday, Victoria United took on Khalsa Sporting Club at Brayfoot Park. Khalsa, in the fashion they started off this season, have continued that for the end of the season as they walloped on Victoria United 4-2. Milad Mehrabi had a hat-trick, John Salentic had a goal as well. Victoria United had goals from Steve Scott and Greg Fittick. And in the second-to-last game of the 2013 season, the last being, of course, Bellingham United and the Victoria Highlanders, was the Kamloops Heat against the Vancouver Thunderbirds at Hillside Stadium in Kamloops. Vancouver Thunderbirds, I don't know what went wrong with PCSL's updates, but they don't have the goal scorers from that game. Those are not available. But the Kamloops Heat goals were scored by Justin Wallace and Oriol Torres, but those goals were not enough as the Vancouver Thunderbirds beat the Kamloops Heat 3-2. Alright, so there's the recap on scores. Now let's go to the standings, which, not what we're used to seeing from Bellingham this season. As I mentioned earlier, they're in fourth place, but clinching the league title this past weekend was Khalsa Sporting Club with 31 points. Second, Vancouver Thunderbirds with 27 points, an 8-3-3 season. Kamloops Heat in third place with 26 points after an 8-4-2 season. And Bellingham United, like I said, fourth place. Still have one more game left. They're riding an 8-4-1 record right now, and they have 25 points. Rounding out this 2013 season, Victoria United FC, they've played all their games. They had a 4-6-4 season. Coquitlam Metro Ford SC had a 4-7-3 season, but they will be in the Challenge Cup as they are the hosts. Estrella de Chile had a 1-8-5 season. And the Victoria Highlanders FC, who have that one game left against Bellingham, have a 2-10-1 season going on. And we'll see what they do this week against the Hammers. As for top 10 goal scorers, there's also been a all-but-clinched title there. Barring any sort of crazy multiple double-digit goal-scoring performance from one of the Highlanders this week. Kellen Brown, congratulations. Bellingham United's own Kellen Brown has secured, mostly, the league title for Golden Boot with 13 goals. He can probably add on a few this weekend, too, if all goes well. With 13 goals, Milad Mehrabi closed in with that hat-trick this week, 12 goals. Very, very close there. Milad Rakhmadi, his teammate on Khalsa Sporting Club, with 10 goals. That's the top three. Oriol Torres for the Kamloops Heat finishes his season at 9 goals. Kyle Ferdow finishes his with 8, also from Kamloops Heat. John Salentic from Khalsa, 6 goals this season. Kyungun Ji from Vancouver Thunderbirds had 6. Justin Wallace from Kamloops Heat had 6. David Mishinchi and Reynolds Stewart from the Vancouver Thunderbirds both finished their seasons with 5. And that rounds out the top 10 goal scorers of this season. Let's hope that Kellen Brown will add a few more goals to that. Like I said last week, I love 15. That'd be an awesome number. 15 goals in 14 games? Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Alright guys, well, I'd like to thank a few more of my sponsors. One of those being Belcher Swanson Law Firm, based in Bellingham, Washington. Proud sponsors of both Bellingham United FC and Hammer Time Radio. You can find out more about Belcher Swanson Law Firm at www.belcherswanson.com. And I'd also like to thank you guys for listening. It's always great when I go to a game, and, you know, especially the Beer Garden guys, they'll come up and they'll ask me questions and tell me what they liked about the podcast. That's always really, really cool. And, you know, it's cool to have some of the, you know, insider info. It's been an absolute blast working for Bellingham United this year. Obviously, this podcast is my own. It's cool to be able to express some of my own views as well, as it's not associated with the ownership. And so that's been really, really awesome, and sometimes cathartic as well, to have the podcast to go along with what I do for Bellingham United FC. You know, the ownership, me and Keith talked about this a little bit last week. They really are some top-notch guys, and Jeff has given us a lot of great opportunities, and I really can't thank these guys enough. They're awesome. They do a lot of hard work each week. And so thank you guys all, whether you're the ownership, whether you're the players or the fans. I'll be back again next week, to talk about the end of the season. Like I said, it's bittersweet. I'll be so happy to watch this final game and hopefully join the team, if they make it to the playoffs in Coquitlam. But you know, thank you guys so much. It's been a blast. So that's all I got for you guys this week, and I'll be back, like I said. And I hope you enjoyed this little update and preview. And I'll hopefully have lots of interviews, hopefully really, really good ones, happy ones, next week. And I hope to see you at Civic Field. I know that you want to.